The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. And it's Mother FM Friday. So you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Well, I know that Nick from Paulsbo is. Nick, are you ready to play this game?
Absolutely.
And Nick has been on the ferry with us all morning.
Yeah. He's a true, true man of the ferry.
I'm just really, really bored, so I figured I'd hang out with you guys.
Same here. Same here.
All right, Steve. Nick is ready, so you got to get out.
All right.
For those who are playing along from anywhere but this boat, Nick will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
What is the front of a boat called? Correct. What anniversary are Washington State Ferries celebrating this year?
75th.
Correct. Which sports team's ballpark serves food in a ferry boat?
That would be the Mariners.
It is. I'm on a Boat by the Lonely Island features which rapper?
A pass.
What decade did the Hood Canal Bridge replace a ferry route?
40s, 50s, 60s.
60s, yes. What fruit is considered to be bad luck on a boat?
Banana.
Someone's eating one right now, yes. What is the term for a traditional folk song sung by sailors?
Shanty.
Yes. How many primary ferry routes do Washington State Ferries operate?
7.
No.
8.
No.
11.
No. Who starred as the Mariner in Waterworld?
Kevin Costner.
Correct. For Christopher Columbus's voyage in 1492, which of the 3 ships was the smallest?
Nina Pinta's Hampton.
The Nina, yes. I'm on a Boat by the Lonely Island features which rapper?
Anybody know this? Come on. T-Pain.
Yes! Oh, my goodness. With that, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 correct, Nick. Steve is in big, big trouble. Steve, I hope you were studying your ferry facts over there.
Captain Tom, he was giving me some facts about the ferries.
Well, then you should be fine for this game.
Oh, of course.
Are you ready?
Yeah!
What is the front of a boat called?
The bow?
Correct. What anniversary are Washington State Ferries celebrating this year?
He also told me it's the 75th anniversary.
It sure is. Which sports team's ballpark serves food in a ferry boat?
Oh, that would be the Seattle Mariners. They got the gold one now. Have you seen that?
Yes.
We need that.
I'm on a Boat by the Lonely Island features which rapper?
Andy Samper?
No.
Lil Jon?
No.
Oh, crap. I could picture Lil Yachty.
No. What decade did the Hood Canal Bridge replace a ferry route?
Let's go to 50s.
No.
60s.
Yes. What fruit is considered bad luck on a boat?
Apples.
No.
Bananas?
Yes. What is the term for a traditional folk song sung by sailors?
You said that so happy. Is that a sea shanty?
It is. How many primary ferry routes do Washington State Ferries operate?
7.
No.
6.
No.
9?
Nice, but no. Who starred as the Mariner in Waterworld?
Who starred? Kevin Costner.
Correct. For Christopher Columbus's voyage in 1492, which of the 3 ships was the smallest?
The Pinta.
No.
The Santa Maria.
No.
The Nina?
Yes.
Damn it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct. Steve, that is not enough to beat Nick.
Boom.
You lose 9-7. Yeah. Congratulations,
suck
Nick.
It, Steve.
Yeah, that's right. The song I'm on a Boat by the Lonely Island is featuring T-Pain.
Oh, yes.
I know that was your next guess for sure. And Washington State Ferries, they operate 10 primary ferry routes. And then the Nina is the Nina is the smallest of the boats. Oh, yeah, there it is. That's the jam of the day right there.
I think of all the, there's not a lot of songs about boats. But like sailing.
That one is the most literal.
I think this one might be the best. Yes.
Oh, great job on losing, Steve. So now
thanks,
you have
Tara.
One tie on a boat, one loss on a boat. We will play another Beat Mix from the Walla Walla at 8:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
So I am seeing pirates in every direction that I look right now, Steve Mix. The pirates have boarded the Walla Walla. We are leaving Kingston.
Is this a takeover?
We're heading to Edmonds. I think we might be under a heist.
Oh, boy. Good thing you brought some booty.
I did. I brought all the booty. We're going to find out what these pirates are doing next. We are cruising. buzzing from Kingston to Edmonds right now aboard the Walla Walla, celebrating the 75th anniversary of the Washington
State Ferry. It's so great. Just walking, I was running over to the bathroom, just ran into a few Rockaholics. They're just like, Steve Miggs, what are you doing here? I'm like, we're broadcasting over in the galley. They're like, no way. This is awesome.
And it's not just us, but now we have been taken hostage by the pirates of the Kingston Pirate Festival. And this is, we have Tug. Pirate Tug is with us right now. Good morning, Pirate Tug.
A good morning to you.
This is, you brought your whole team.
We brought only part of the crew.
So, Tug, how long have you been a pirate?
Let's see. I must be close to about 50 years.
50?
What is the most impressive pirate's treasure you've ever stumbled upon?
The most impressive? I wear it around my neck.
Oh.
Is it an eyeball?
Whoa. He has a lot of jewels.
Okay, I've got a piece of 8 right here. And I've got a piece of 4 as well.
Wow.
That were given to me by Mel Fisher on the Atosha.
So how does one, 50 years ago when you became a pirate, like how do you even get into the world of becoming a pirate?
Oh, well, it's very easy for me. I was a merchant marine before.
Okay.
Before I turned to piracy.
And do you have a pet parrot?
I do. In fact, I have 2.
What are their names?
Well, one is named Pickles. And the other is named Luna.
I love it.
I'm not trying to be dramatic, but I would die for Pickles and Luna. They sound amazing. Can you bring a parrot on a boat? Have you ever, on like a ferry boat, have you ever tried that?
No, I've never done that. I prefer them staying in the house.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense.
Or staying on my boat. Come on down to my boat, baby.
What is the name of your boat, Tug?
Oh, it's called the Knot for Hire.
The Knot for Hire. I like that. And are you prepared to play us a sea shanty this morning?
Oh, I can.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down for it. So, and also, before we get to it, so what's going on with the pirates?
So, there is a Kingston Pirate Festival. It is completely free to go.
Okay.
And it's happening in Kingston, Washington on June 13th at Mike Wallace Park. 10 a.m. to dusk, it's going to be there. And Tony's Ponies, which is an awesome rescue organization, they are running the beer garden. And if you say beer garden, I show up. So shout out to Tony's Ponies for keeping everybody well lubricated the Kingston Pirate Festival. There's going to be bands. Lots of cool artists are going to be there selling their wares.
I'll be performing there as well.
Oh, awesome. So it's sea. Can we request a sea shanty? Do you have a favorite, Steve?
I mean, I like Black Hole Sun. I'm down for whatever. I didn't even know that this was going to happen. This just adds to the most ridiculous broadcast that we've ever done, and I love it.
I tell you what, this song is kind of autobiographical in nature.
All right, let's hear it. Thanks, Tug.
Yeah, that means about me. I'm a scallywag, pinching your purse, that is my bag. I'm a scallywag. I'm a scallywag, pinching your purse, that is my bag.
This is so great.
I'm a scallywag. I'm a scallywag, pinching your purse, that is my bag. I'm a scallywag. By my hand, your pocket will meet in the market. I'm offered to coins in a flash. Why, you're scanning the faces of men all around you, off to the pub with your cash. A nice friendly face in a nice friendly place, and I'll offer a tiger to veil. And you'll wake with your feet, I check unbound and face to face with a whale. I'm a scallywag, pinching your purse, that is my bag. I'm a scallywag. My mother always told me my old self be true. Mother always told me the right things I should do. But Martin never told me about easy marks like you.
Hey!
I'm a scallywag.
Scallywag. You know what he's going to do?
He's going to pinch your purse.
Pinching your purse, that is.
You know what that is?
My bag.
My bag.
I'm a scallywag. Now, I would be willing to lend you a shilling and offer a very good rate. But if you delay me because you can't pay me, you'll spend your last days in a crate. When sharing the fortune, I'll offer you 50-50 a share with a smile.
Is this the radio edit, or is this the... How long does this go for?
I'm sending you while you're every free hour marooned on Desklin Isle. I'm a scallywag.
He's a scallywag.
Ready?
Ready?
Pinching your purse, that is my bag. I'm a scallywag. Now mother always told me my own self be true. Mother always told me the right things I should do. But mother never told me about easy marks like you.
Tug the Pirate.
I love that A-Rod, A-Rod Jones was watching, taking pictures. I don't think you've ever had a show where you perform with a pirate.
Says you, sir.
Okay.
That's a lot of firsts today. You can see Tug and the Gang of Pirates at the Kingston Pirate Festival on June 13th at Mike Wallace Park. Totally free to go. Tug, thank you for joining us this morning.
You're quite welcome.
That hands was awesome. Off my purse, Tug.
But you could hands on my bag. No?
Hey, I'm only here for the booty.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
All right, so it turns out we have another big celebrity on this boat. We've talked to A-Ron Jones. We've talked to Tug the Pirate. But now, we've got the first American to win a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Pizza World Cup in Italy.
Oh, yeah.
And Will Grant of Sourdough Willie's in Kingston will join us next. We are on the ferry boat.
Here we are.
All morning long, we've been sailing back and forth between Edmonds and Kingston, and we have had so many fantastic visitors.
We've had the captain of the boat. We've had pirates. We've had A-Ron Jones. And now
we have the person who earned a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Pizza World Cup in Rome. The first American to receive that award. It is Will Grant, the master pizzaiolo of Sourdough Willie's Pizzeria in Kingston. And that's a some pizza on Bainbridge Island. Will, thank you so much for hopping on the boat with us this morning.
Well, thank you for permission to come aboard.
Of course. Ahoy.
Yeah, full disclosure, you are, I'm not joking, when this silly idea came up, we're like, well, which ferry are we going to go to? Where are we going to go? There's lots of great places from Bremerton to Bainbridge Island. Selfishly, we all agreed. We're like, well, it would be cool to go from Edmonds to Kingston because then we end up in Kingston and we could go check out your pizza joint. So you're honestly the reason why we're on the Walla Walla.
Pizza is happiness, so yes. You can't go wrong there, right?
It sure is. And you guys are just a walking distance from the big ferry line there, so you get visitors that are probably from all over the place.
All over the place. So just a hop, skip, and a jump from the ferry terminal, about 40 feet. So we were right there. We got people from Hawaii come out, Montana, California, Arizona. It's pretty cool.
So how often do you have the person pulling up and it's like, I need my pizza quick. I'm about to get back on the ferry.
Oh, boy. That's been most of my life between pizzerias and here on Bainbridge Island. It used to be on Bainbridge Island like, we need a pizza now. We need to get on the boat now. It's, okay, well, what boat are you getting on? It's a 25 minutes. Like, well, it's a 5-minute walk. You're fine. No, I need it now. I'm driving. Like, okay, it's 2 minutes. You're good. But that's the life on the ferry. There's two people on this side of the water. The people that go on the ferry every day and then everyone else that doesn't want to go near the ferry. Mm-hmm.
So tell us about how does one get the Lifetime Achievement Award? Did you have to put in an application or how are you selected for that?
Well, something like that is you're selected by them. There's no applications for it. It's just something being in the industry, being outspoken and being advocating for the traditional style of pizza and bringing it across the world and showing what pizza is to the world. And especially in the United States where pizza is thought of as Domino's, Pizza Hut, and other big five chains, being a small pizzeria owner that's dedicated my whole life and beyond me, it's my parents dedicated their lives to it, and then through that And so Frapto in Kingston, I actually started in 1984 with it. So it was, you know, being in 1984, 42 years in, and then just trying to be the best pizza maker I can and constantly learn and constantly share that with not just America, but in Italy. Because not only do I teach here in the United States, but I've taught in Bulgaria, Romania, Rome, and Parma, Italy.
Now, you mentioned Bulgaria. When we saw the story that broke about Sourdough Willie's and That's a Some Pizza and your amazing award at the Pizza World Cup, we learned you have a sourdough starter that's like 130 years old. Do you transport that with you to Bulgaria?
Absolutely. When I'm baking anywhere, that's what I bring with me is my 130-year-old sourdough starter.
Do you have like a special case to put it in? Like, what does TSA check like?
Well, TSA, usually it's on my carry-on and it's in my checked luggage, and I'll do it in three different forms. I'll dry it, I'll shave it, I'll keep it wet. And so everyone's always giving me a hard time.
What are we
time.
Talking about
yeah,
again?
Right, yeah, I have these big bags of flour, but it looks like something else. And so I usually get a lot of stops. But as long as I have enough to start with, I get through. But the reality is I've only been checked once and had it taken away from me.
Oh,
so now, usually I have like four or five kinds with me.
So when they take it away from you, what do you think they do with it? You think they go and try to start their own pizzeria?
I don't know. I think it goes straight to the trash, right? Yeah.
Hey, I noticed a lot recently, maybe it's just because of my algorithms on Instagram and all the social media, but it just seems like there's a massive spotlight on Seattle or the Pacific Northwest now and pizza, where it's like all of a sudden Seattle has become a hotbed of being a pizza. So how would you define what the Seattle or the Pacific Northwest pizza is?
Well,
everyone's got their own, like, you know, Chicago, Detroit.
Well, COVID changed the world for pizza. Everyone wanted to make their own pizza. Everyone lost their desk jobs. Everyone had to come up with something new. So we had a lot of people that came out of the woodwork that really were inspired by making good pizza here in the Pacific Northwest. And traditionally, and not many people know this, but Greek pizza was the style of pizza in Seattle for years and years and years, decades. Even as a kid, that was the big one over there. There wasn't a lot of Italian influence on pizza. So now for it to be changing and growing and a lot of people getting into it, we have so many amazing places, you know. It's, you know, we got Niles Peacock here in Kingston. We got, in Edmonds. We got Moto Pizza over here. We got a few that just were put on the top 50 list, Bar Corso, and there's a few others also. There's Steve's Famous. There's a lot of people really passionate about good food. And one of the things about these ferries that always pissed me off as a kid, I'd see everyone eat popcorn on the ferry and they get off in Seattle or Edmonds, right? So here they are having popcorn when there is some of the best food in the world on the waterfronts here. So that's what people need to go for. So we've always been a foodie city. So it's nice to see that the working class food is getting some spotlight also.
What's with this anti-popcorn narrative that we're trying to push out there, man? Come on.
We can have both.
Pizza's where it's at.
Right. Now, we can put popcorn on pizza.
We're chatting with Will Grant from Sourdough Willie's. I'm going to put you on the spot here. You can only put three toppings other than cheese on your pizza.
Ooh.
What are your three toppings?
I'm going to go with pepperoni. I'm going to go with Italian sausage. And I'm going to go ahead and mess with Danny a little bit, throw some pineapple.
Let's go!
Will Grant, thank you so much for hopping on the boat with us. We're going to come to Sourdough Willie this afternoon and get a little pizza with you, and we encourage everybody else to give it a try, too, because it is so good.
Well, yeah, I'm excited to give you a little private show, because we open a little early just for you guys, just to make some great pizza for you. So, I'm sorry, I have to actually leave the boat
now.
They're
kicking us
all off now.
Yes, this is the strangest broadcast. Like, we're doing Beat Migs earlier. We had to kick the guest off. Now we have you. You got to get off the ferry.
Got to go.
So, we're looking forward to having pizza. Make sure extra pineapple
extra
for Taryn.
We're going to call it the Dandy Special.
Yeah.
Thanks, Will.
Thank you, guys.
The Daily Migs Show.
Steve Migs, again, how long does it take you to charge your hybrid Kia Sportage?
I mean, 11 hours.
11 hours?
Close to that.
Well, I'm curious, and I think you are too, how long would it take to charge one of these new hybrid electric ferry boats? And the head of electrification, David Sowers, is going to tell us about it next. Aboard the Walla Walla, celebrating the 75th anniversary of our Washington State ferries. And we are currently in Edmonds, getting ready to take back off and head over to Kingston again.
I thought we were in Kingston right now. I am terrible at this.
Steve does not have his bearings this morning. But you know who does have his bearings is the head of electrification and shipbuilding here. And that is David Sowers. David, thank you for jumping on the boat and talking with us about what you do. And right out of the gate, Steve drives a hybrid vehicle, a plug-in hybrid. And so we want to ask some questions about the fact that the Washington State ferries are slowly rolling out hydroelectric ferries.
Yes, exactly. Good morning. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for being a part of this.
Yeah, it's going to be a little different than charging your car, but it's basically the same technology, just on a hugely different scale.
How long does that take?
Well, we do have fast charging systems that will actually charge each time the boat pulls into the dock. So it'll sit like we are here in Edmonds for about 30 minutes, and it'll be charged, and it'll be going on its way.
Can I get one of those put in my house? Because I've been real lazy about getting that done.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit different power feed to charge the batteries up for this boat than your car.
This could probably be a stupid question. I don't know if you have an answer for it, because obviously that, then what we're on right now that uses gas.
Uses so, diesel, yes.
So how much gas or how much diesel do you need to even have this power a boat like this?
Well, we have four massive diesel generators that produce the power to move this boat. We use thousands of gallons a week to power these boats. So we're going to convert all of that to electric system, which will have batteries on board. And then we charge those with shoreside charging facilities at each of the docks, load up those batteries with electricity, and then that'll power us until we get to the other side.
So how many hydroelectric ferries do we have currently, and how long does it take to make the whole fleet hydroelectric?
It's going to take a while, and it's going to take some money. But we do have one boat.
We're going to save on gas.
But we're going to save in the long term on fuel, absolutely. So we do have one boat that's hybrid electric. That's the Wenatchee. Mm-hmm. Works the Bainbridge route. And we're building new boats right now in Florida that will be hybrid electric. And we're really excited about that program.
So how often are you yourself on a ferry boat?
I live in the San Juan, so I get to go up to use the ferry all the time. It's great.
Which island do you live on?
Orcas Island.
Nice. Steve, we got to get you up there. He's lived here for almost 30 years. He's never been to the San Juan.
Oh, it's beautiful up there.
And you had that drama with trying to get on the ferry the last time.
Yeah, with the reservations in the summertime, it can get a little bit tricky.
Yes,
but you
got to
be
busy.
On it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, David, thank you so much for hopping on and talking to us a little bit about what is happening in the world of electrification for these ferries. I think Steve maybe wanted to put you to the test with a little ferry trivia question.
All morning long, we've been like going through over the last 75 years, some crazy things have happened in the world of the Washington State Ferry. So I found some true stories and some fake stories. I want you to be able to guess if it's ferry or fakey.
Okay.
All right, so I'll read you this moment in history and let me know if you think this is true or not. One Washington State ferry hit underwater rocks so many times that the reef was eventually nicknamed after the ferry.
That's true.
That is true. I did not know that. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
There's actually a beer called Elwha on the Rocks.
Thank you, because I didn't know how to pronounce
it's
it. So
pretty
it's
pretty good beer.
Yeah, the ferry Elwha struck roots repeatedly over the years, so now they have the Elwha Rock.
IPA.
Yeah. There's a beer for it?
Yes.
I'm having that.
All right, how about this one? Washington State Ferries once installed a small onboard casino and slot machines during the late night sailings back in the 70s to increase revenue.
I have no idea. That sounds super fun, though, doesn't it?
It does.
You think it's true or not?
I don't think that's true.
You're absolutely right. That was not true. It does sound like a lot of fun.
I don't think we can stump David.
All right, one more?
Let's do it.
A ferry passenger once locked their keys in the car, and the crew had to stop traffic on board to try breaking into the vehicle with an emergency lockout kit.
That sounds true.
It was very true. So that's the thing, though. You guys have kits for people when they get... Because I got to imagine that happens from time to time.
It happens all the time. Absolutely. We got to help people get their cars started back up or just push the cars off the boat and let the mechanics take over from there.
Or wake somebody up who fell asleep in their car.
You know, that happens too.
I've been guilty of that as well.
David Sowers, the head of electrification and shipbuilding here. Thank you for hopping on the Walla Walla with us this morning and chatting with us a little bit about all that you do for the ferries.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And now we got to try that Elwha IPA.
There you
Cheers.
Go.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have another game of Beat Migs on a boat. Steve, your record right now is 150 wins,
yes.
85 losses,
yes.
and 42 ties this year. Danny is going to wrangle us another rockaholic aboard the Walla Walla, and we will play Beat Migs at 850.